The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
This week for What Made Me, I'm delighted to be joined by former champion jockey, Grand National winner and retired National Hunt jockey, Davy Russell. Hello, Davy.
Hi, Claire.
Great to have you with us. I'm going to go back now with you. And I was looking at pictures in your book, which is out in paperback last night. When you were a tiny, tiny tot on the back of a horse, were you a child who grew up with horses?
Yeah, I was pretty much so. We had a dairy farm to start with. Dad was a mechanic and we had a garage and motor factors, and he bought a farm. We when I was born, we lived in a housing estate just up the road from where we are now. And he bought a farm when I was about five or six. But at the back of the garage, there was a field there at the time. And he always had kind of an interest in horses and the odd brood mare. And then he bought a farm and ended up being the dairy farm. And he always had a mare or two around. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I just was obsessed with horses. It was just Dad said the first words that came out of my mouth were horsey. Mm-hmm. So
I would have thought that you sort of grew up in it, you know, that there were, but that's more of a learned thing then, that you were figuring it out for yourself as you went along.
Oh, Claire, you learn so much. Every day is a school day, as they say. But from us, we were, you know, it was humble enough beginnings. It was just trial and error, and you just done something, you learn from your mistakes, and you just got falls and back up again and keep going until you kind of just ended up, things would click. Any different day, you'd be doing, trying different things. And I was lucky, I had an awful lot of freedom when I was small. So we was a very busy house. I had two brothers and three sisters, all older than me, bar one. I had one younger brother. And
so they didn't notice when you were gone with the horses for the day?
No, they didn't. They didn't notice. No, I had brilliant. And there was a great man who used to work on the farm called Bill Dalton. We actually named a pony after him here. He's still going strong. But Bill used to, my pony was quite bold, or not even that the pony was bold. It was just I was so small and I wasn't able to handle him. But Bill would go down and hunt in the cows on the pony. And when I come home from school, he'd be tacked up and maybe the fizz might be gone out of him a little bit. And all them things all the way through my, you know, when you're young, all them things will help a mm-hmm. child, you know. So they're all small little things. But this
yeah, I was reading back on an interview you did with The Guardian, I think it was, where you were saying, or they were saying about you, that you don't really talk to the horses, certainly when you're racing. It's more of a sort of a feel for the engine. That's how you operate. Is that right?
Yeah, but when you're on the ground, your voice is an aid, you know. So when you're on the ground, it is something we do. We communicate with them. I do feel that, you know, when you're around the same horses every day, your voice is, they know how to judge you from your voice, so on your tone. So when you're on the ground, yes, vocally you do speak to them, but it's more so for them to get accustomed to your voice mm-hmm. or your soundings. But when you're on their back, it's more what they're telling you through their movements and with their demeanor. And it's all body language, really. Like, obviously there's no vocal communication from the horse to the jockey, but it's all done on feel.
But like if the ears are back, for example, or if there's a certain sort of a snort, you're learning from all of that, right?
Yeah, not so much their ears, like their facial you know, that can change. Ears back is not, there's a specific type when they put their ears back, as in when they really put them flat on their pole, back on their head, then there's something going on. But a horse will always flicker his ears to what's going on in front of him.
Okay.
You know, it'll be more of an indication to what he's looking at and what, where he has his concentration, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean. So, but it's more, it's hard to describe it. It's more a feel of their motion. that you're going from, like
that you're working off.
And
look, again, I was looking back at all of the injuries and all of the falls and every bit of you that was broken up in bits over the years. And then I was thinking about that in the context of Dancing with Stars, which was 2024, wasn't it?
2024, yeah.
Like, how did you do that? You must be in pain. Are you in pain all the time?
I tell you, driving kills me. A journey driving in a car now is very hard on my body.
Yeah.
More so than anything else. I'm pretty good once I get out and I get moving. And actually, more exercise I get, the fitter I am, the easier ever the pain lessens, if you know what I mean. It's when I put on a bit of weight since I retired, and my mobility, like my flexibility, mightn't be what it once was, but ever since I started working on getting my weight off, I feel the pain goes.
Right.
You know,
but you're not, you're not trying to do the fighting weight thing again, are you? I mean,
I enjoy my food. I have an awful sweet tooth. And when I sit down to eat, I'll eat. I'm very happy. I have no interest in losing any weight.
Because that's one of the really tough parts of being a jockey at the level that you were operating at, right? The cutting, the wasting, you know, and I see from the book as well that made you cross, didn't it? Understandably, you know, when we're hungry, we're hangry.
Yeah, and the thing with jockeys is they must weigh in the exact weight they weigh out. So there's a little bit of leeway. And when I say a little bit, I'm talking about ounces of leeway. So it's not like a boxer can cut weight but put it all back on before he fights. Our fighting weight is, we come in exactly the same weight we go out. Okay, if it's across the board for every jockey, if there's raining or if it's muddy, that's fine. But if your weight is any different to the rest of the riders in the race, then there's an issue. So you have to be, you have to be your exact weight going out. And
yeah, look, there's no let up in it, like.
There's no let up, and not until... And the issue I used to have was, it was fine cutting weight if it was your first or second ride of the afternoon. But when you're cutting weight and it's your sixth or your fifth ride of the afternoon, that's quite draining throughout the afternoon, because you can't... When you're putting in the effort in the first couple of races, you can't fuel that...
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and you probably still have probably half a pound to lose. You never rarely get to the races when you're doing a minimum weight that you will be your exact weight. You are allowed to lose another half a pound or so during the day.
It's a pressure that you don't miss, clearly, because you're enjoying the biscuits.
Yeah, I am. I love my biscuits. But it used playing your mind. It used playing my mind an awful lot. The weight thing, he used to, and to be fair to Michael O'Leary, he spotted that from an early stage, and he wanted me to raise my minimum weight. And I think I felt when I did that, I was a much better person.
Really?
Yeah, much better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your relationship with Michael O'Leary now?
Oh, it's good. I enjoy Michael. I don't know if he enjoys me or not. I don't know, but we get on really well. I see his brother Eddie, he's racing manager, numerous times during the season, and he's good fun. Michael is good fun. He enjoys his racing, and I respect his love for our sport is huge. So I admire him for that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he admires me for what we've been through together.
And you're still very much involved in horses now, aren't you, Davey?
Oh, I am. Yeah, it's regular and daily. I'll be honest with you, Claire. My life, there'd be an awful void in my life without them. So I know a lot about horses. Well, I've been around horses all my life. I will continue to be around them because I don't know anything about much else, only horses. So I find great pleasure in being around them. And the kids, the lads are a new... adventure for me, I suppose. They work hard as well, and they have an awful lot of ponies and things around. And
so you've jockeys in the house, have you?
We have jockeys in the house, yeah, very much so.
Anyone
yeah.
with the competitive edge and the hunger, can you see it in them?
Oh, stop the lights. I do see it in them, yeah. Finn was national champion of his age group this year.
Ah.
show jumping. So he's really got the need for speed. And Lily has she's just I admire her, and it's her own doing. I didn't put any. She was like that from a very young age. She's just got a beautiful way. Oh God, she's something else.
But Davey, when you've lived that life and you know all the highs and all the lows, do you look at them and go, would you not pick something else?
Well, and the tennis racket can be left at the back door, whereas the ponies need an awful lot of care and things. So, but unfortunately, I enjoy hardship. I like it. I love being outside, and when I'm in, and when I'm out. It's just that's the way it is.
Well, look, it's in them. There's not much you can do when it's in them. Davey, it's great to talk to you. I'll have to leave it there, unfortunately, because we're coming to the end of the programme. We could keep going. A great pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time. Davey Russell there, former champion jockey and Grand National winner, and all-round fascinating man to talk to. Thanks to all of you for getting in touch. We're at the end of the programme. You can catch up on anything you might have missed on the Go Loud app. Cormac McDonough was on sound. Producers D. King, Helena O'Toole and Alex Russo. Research by David O'Connor. Our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane. And
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.